From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiations at the Iran nuclear talks will resume Sunday after a hectic day of closed-door meetings in Vienna. With negotiations over a deal entering a third week, discussions continued until around midnight Saturday, according to the U.S. State Department. In one session, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hashed out details of a potential deal with EU Foreign Minister Federica Mogherini and Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. After the talks concluded for the night, some insiders told reporters a deal could be announced as early as Sunday. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called Saturday for the struggle against the United States to continue. His comments suggested that Tehran's distrust of Washington would persist no matter what the outcome of the talks. The P5 plus one has extended talks multiple times in an attempt to break a deadlock. The world powers want controls on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for reducing sanctions that have crippled Iran's economy. Serbia is protesting an attack Saturday on its prime minister at a ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre, calling it an assassination attempt and demanding a formal apology from Bosnia-Herzegovina. The attack came moments after Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić entered a cemetery near the enclave to lay flowers commemorating the slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys. Mr. Vučić, once a Serbian ultranationalist who supported Bosnian Serbs in the conflict, attended the ceremony in an apparent gesture of reconciliation, but he and his entourage were bombarded with stones and other objects. This is VOA News.